The time to talk about stroke, our medical moment during the program this morning. Dr. Sarah Parker, stroke neurologist from Illinois Neurological Institute, is here with us. And, Doctor, pleasure to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also Dan Hetrick, who is a stroke survivor from Parkville, Maryland, I guess outside of Baltimore, is here as well. And, Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
A pleasure to have both of you here. Doctor, exactly what is the Time to Talk campaign?
The National Stroke Association is launching a Time to Talk awareness campaign. And it really is encouraging people to talk to their families and friends and learn the signs and symptoms of a stroke and what they should do if somebody is having a stroke.
Now, Dan, you were a stroke survivor, and tell us exactly what happened.
I was playing, I'm a drummer for the praise band at the church that I go to, and I was playing with the band about 2 years ago on Sunday morning. We were rehearsing, and I started to feel a little odd, and that was confirmed by the looks that I was getting from the rest of the band members who asked me what was wrong. And I hadn't realized that the song had actually ended that we were playing because I had kept on playing. And I said, nothing's wrong. And the piano player looked at me and said, honey, you're drooling. I reached up and I was a mess.
Oh.
I looked down, realized I'd dropped my drumstick out of my left hand, and I started to lean forward to pick it up and almost did my own version of a drum roll as I started to fall forward into the drum set. And they pulled me back before I had a chance to do that. Fortunately, the band members that I was with knew some of the signs and symptoms of stroke, and they were on the phone lickety-split and had paramedics there within minutes. They whisked me off to the hospital, probably saved my life.
Wow, so and you're back playing the drums now? You're doing well?
I am, one-handed, but which means I'm working twice as hard, but I'm doing it.
Wow. So, doctor, what about the signs and symptoms of stroke?
Well, there's a nice acronym to help remember some of the most common signs and symptoms, and that's the FAST acronym. So the F in FAST stands for face. So if you think somebody's having a stroke, ask them to smile. Does one side of their face droop down? Is their smile crooked? Are they drooling like Dan was? Then the A in FAST stands for arms. Ask somebody to raise up both arms. Does one arm not lift or does it drift downward? And the S stands for speech. You can ask somebody to repeat a simple sentence. And if their speech is slurred or they're using inappropriate words or they don't understand, then those are signs. The T in FAST means it stands for time, that if somebody is showing any of these symptoms, it's time to call 911 immediately.
And the campaign name is Time to Talk. Why is it so important to have this conversation with loved ones now?
Really, the most important reason is that so everybody knows that to call 911 at the first sign of stroke.
What do paramedics do, for instance, Dan, when the paramedics arrived on the scene?
They did a series of, from what I remember, they did a series of tests. They checked the strength in the side that seemed most affected. And basically what they did was just confirm that I was having a brain attack. And it wasn't long after that they got me into the ambulance and speeded me off to the hospital.
Wow. Now,
the other thing that paramedics can do in some hospitals is notify the hospital that a stroke patient is coming so everybody is ready and aware so that they can get treatment as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I do recall they were on the radio the entire way talking about it.
Oh, really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were 41. You were...
Mm-hmm.
Is that... Doctor, is he sort of outside the age of the risk for stroke, or?
Actually, everybody, no matter how old they are, no matter their race or sex, has a risk of stroke. from the day we're born, even children. That's why it's so important that everybody know the signs and symptoms and what to do in case a stroke happens.
Who is most at risk?
Well, as everybody gets older, the risk does increase. Also, if you have problems like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, those things can also increase your risk of stroke.
And sort of, I guess everybody needs to know, and the more you know, the better you are. We're sort of here in Virginia at the edge of the stroke belt, I guess, and we're not quite sure why that is. Maybe too many biscuits or something. I don't know. But, I know that, that people talk about stroke a lot. I know some people who have had them. And I guess it's really important to learn all we can. As you say, time to talk, and the time really is now. Any other advice you'd like to give people, starting with Dan? Any final thoughts here?
Well, regular visits to your doctor. There are a number of, as Dr. Parker mentioned, there's a number of factors. The stroke.org website lists off a bunch of those. And if you fall into any of those categories, watch your blood pressure, your weight, cholesterol, you know, things that you can actually affect, do that as much as you can, because even though it may not completely prevent having a stroke, it will decrease, if you perchance happen to have one, it will decrease the time that it takes to get back to some sense of normalcy, whatever that means.
what you're describing is how stroke, although it is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S., it is the number one cause of long-term disability. So 800,000 people in the U.S. each year are affected by stroke, and a large number of those have permanent disability from stroke.
So the long-term consequences are more apparent and more devastating than a lot of other diseases.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, Dan, I'm glad you're doing well. Are you pretty much back to normal?
Well, every day is a new normal, Bob. I have some residual effects. My left side is still a little weak. I am working towards running again. I certainly want to begin playing the drums again with both hands rather than one. But every day is a new challenge, and finding something else, you know, it's a new victory, is finding something that I could do today that I couldn't do yesterday. And it'll, you know, and the cycle repeats. So you have to maintain the right attitude, and that's one of the biggest factors for me in terms of my recovery, is my strong support group, making other folks aware through the Time to Talk campaign and education of the people around you. You know, anybody that I can get to listen to me about stroke and stroke prevention, that I can direct to the stroke.org website. And tell them the signs and symptoms using the FAST acronym is, you know, a life that I'm going to save. Somebody, you know, is going to be able to be saved by this campaign.
That's terrific. Well, I want to thank both of you, Dan and also Dr. Parker. Thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Important thing you're doing, and we appreciate your eloquence and being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.